Yeah, why not?
You ever scratched your asshole?
Whoa, bro!
Now we're actually recording.
That's the name of the pod.
We are.
Like, that's the name of the pod.
Like, yeah, now we're actually recording.
You never gotta edit that out.
No.
It was a shit.
You just keep tapping the mic.
No one's gonna get context of what we were just talking about.
It doesn't matter.
Yo, all right, I'm leaving.
I'm done.
Well, that was the quickest pod ever.
This is my first pod. It was my last pod.
Well, technically, we always have just two people, so.
It'll probably be y'all two because I should be dead right now.
Oh God! Here we go. Here we fucking go.
Yeah.
I've died a few times, but I'm not gonna say I should be. I'm alive because I'm supposed to.
I'm actually thankful to be here.
It doesn't sound like it,
but I am. Had a really rough morning.
Yeah, I have a special relationship with headphones. Even in the gym, bro, they make my ears sweat.
There you go. You wanna I still didn't order the piece, so there's no music.
Whoa! Look at that.
That's on me.
Don't worry, he won't take 2 months like I did for a $10 piece.
I mean, I could play music. It's just going to sound like shit.
All these pieces are $10, by the way.
Yeah, all $10, bro. Yeah. I found one for $11.50. I'll bet that underwritten and shit.
I'll find a song.
The funny part is once you got that piece, another piece broke, so we can't even use that piece.
I'm afraid if we get this piece, what other piece is going to break?
Yeah, we're
let's think positive, though. We're going upward. Piece is going to fix itself. They got a zombie headphone piece. Like, oh, this shit fucking work.
It might start working.
All right, let me see if I can fucking start the show.
That song better not have nothing to do with the fuck happened today. What is it? No, we need a... I'm going to spell the lyrics. This shit better be positive.
It was on his way home from Campbelltown. My bitch, Reba. What you know about Reba? Reba got the racist haircut.
Is she still alive?
I'm pretty sure.
She's not that old.
Is old as hell though. Bro, Reba's like 90, bro.
She got the vocals though. You know who the fuck this is? I don't even have the energy to do the intro.
You're alive to do the intro. How about
that? Man. I go by the name of Ash Madison.
Yes.
I don't even have the energy.
We didn't do it last week, so you gotta do
it.
We didn't do it
for like a month.
Then come on. I need it.
You can follow me at Unofficial Mayor.
I'm waiting for my part.
Aliases include, but not limited to, Voice of the Voiceless, Silver Tongue Samaritan, Old Brown Eyes.
That's a new one.
It is. Depending on which girl you ask which day of the week, they may not refer to me at all. I wonder if Reba will refer to me.
She would.
He'll follow me. Reba.
Reba probably like, someone's still playing my jams.
She probably gonna sue.
Motherfuckers be suing, bro.
Yeah, man.
He's still.
I'll be trying to give them their ferns. I don't even give them their flowers. I give them their ferns.
Give them a thorn branch.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to.
You tired?
I don't even know why I didn't do anything.
I should have bought you a black hole for you.
Yeah. Bro, I played 4 softball games yesterday. I'm just beat.
Did you win?
That, son?
All 4 of them.
Yo, if you guys need somebody to bunt the shit out of that ball, bro. Pretty good at that.
Hold on.
I'm actually afraid to bunt, to be honest.
Hold on.
I hear my coaches tell me to bunt. They should be like, yo, he's going to fucking ding me in the face. I'm like, bunting. 4 games, man? 3, you said 3 or 4?
4.
And you won all 4?
Yeah.
Game 4, enough. Leo.
Why you aiming at game 4? Sweep.
Game 4?
Yeah. Did you hit any dingers?
Inside the Parkers?
Oh, yeah, I get hits all the time.
Dog.
He gets hits all the time. That's not what we asked you.
I'm a good baseball player, but I've had maybe 2 home runs in my entire life, and they were both because the Oaks had no back fence.
The old Oaks.
I roped it over that no fencer right into a Latin King meeting. Latin Kings used to be in the outfield and shit.
Angels in the outfield. Latin Kings in the outfield.
That's a home run, bud. We're not going to get that.
So it's not even angels in the outfield. Yeah. It's just Latin Kings in the outfield.
I don't have my baseball that I hit, that I dinged out. You know what I'm saying?
Can't even sign it.
The second time, we just couldn't find it. But it was an official game. You know, the Oaks didn't have it went into another field. The old Oaks.
Yeah.
The new Oaks has a gorgeous fence and security. Now the neighborhood is safe, which is backwards.
Well, that's because there's buildings across the street. And
yeah, it's backwards, though.
Yeah.
We needed security back then. No. You probably had the, what do you call those dudes that wear the green berets that just be whooping ass for every reason?
The
Guardian Angels.
Guardian Angels, yeah.
They just whoop ass. Bro, you getting Indian burners, getting a hot dog? What the fuck?
And they all wear the same uniform. They wear wife beaters, khakis,
yeah,
and a
the
beret.
Green beret, yeah. They always at your local Frank stand waiting for somebody to yeah. pop off. Shout out to
I wonder what happened to them.
I don't know. They're around, bro. Watch. Probably,
you sure?
Yeah, bro. Go to, I'm pretty
I see
sure
Hell's Angels. I don't see no Guardian Angels.
Everybody's a fucking Hell's Angel in this motherfucker.
Yeah, man. How was your Chicago?
I mean, Chicago was very good. It was very rewarding. It's
no Pequods.
No, it was like 40 miles away I know. From where I was, bro. He's like, fuck Pequods.
Yeah, because I thought you said Chicago. When people tell me they're in the city, I'm expecting for them to be in the city.
Nah, real shit. I didn't know no better. I was in Aurora, Eola. I was
that
calling it
Areola, like
Areola the whole time.
Yeah. I'm about to say, you was at Areola?
You didn't even see my face when you said it. What?
So you're like, Areola, bro? So here's a crazy. The good thing about it, when I went there, I know it gets really cold and windy, but I would move to where I was. But they got like 2-3 bedroom homes with 2-car garages for like $280,000-$300,000. Then you pay the, you know, pay more money. You get your grass cut, garbage thrown out, all the shit you pay into it, like Society Hill type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, beautiful. And there's a bunch of those little type of neighborhoods everywhere. If I made the money I made out here over there, I'd be fucking great. I'd have a mini horse.
Yeah, you gotta, bro. There's
have a pony.
There's that. I wish it worked that way.
I know.
Like my uncle lives in Texas. To live out there, bro.
Yeah.
If you made the money, a lot of people try to do it, but if you made the money that you make up here and then you're able to take it down there,
the
a mansion for $250,000.
That's what I'm saying. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, the pony? That's pretty good.
Is that for the areola?
That shit price like this. This price like doodle on the head. But I'll be honest. Like, thank God for what I do for training. They would have, if I wanted to do the F-45 out there because of my position in training, they would have to pay me the same. Or there's actually other training facilities that are paying like $80,000, $90,000. It's called D1 Sports that was down there. I would just have to, while I'm training, go for one more cert, which would be the exercise science part. Because I'm certified in like 2 or 3 type of things. One is strength and conditioning. I'm just real quick touching base. Strength and conditioning is my main focus. Then I have, damn, what the fuck? There's 2 more that I had to take. I have to re-get my CPR. So, guys, if you fucking pass out, you're dead. Not bringing nobody to life. I forgot. The Andy, are you okay?
And you're not putting your lips on another nigga.
Nah. There'd be other ways, man. I'll ask my like, yo, shh, give me a buggy, $5.
I was like, where's it? Give me the nearest guardian angel.
Give me 3 days. You got to wake up and stretch. You know, motherfuckers, oh, they got stretch.
That nigga going to pull up like Sailor Moon. He's going to take his beret off like it's like a tiara.
The beret. The word beret is funny as hell. Man, give me a beret. What color? Green. Why?
I thought it was red.
It is red, right?
I don't know.
The dude that approached me had a green one on, bro.
Damn.
And I keep on saying Frankston because in Manhattan, my Madison Square Garden. You know what I mean? They were out there looking like if you took this shit off, you comb it back really hard. Like, just like one of those scenes.
Yeah.
That's why I keep on saying Frankston and that because right across from MSG, I ran into the Hell's Angel. Not Hell's Angel, Guardian Angel.
Good enough, close enough.
Yeah, he was. I can tell. I'm like, listen, bro.
That might be the name of this episode.
What? Hell's Guardian Angel?
Yeah. I love how we always say at the beginning, so this might be the name of the episode, and
never
it's never
it,
the name.
Never makes it. We say 98 things that, you know what, this is more appealing. That may be the name of this episode.
I think the listeners are, they enjoy the ride.
Yeah, I hope you do. You guys better. Come on.
All
man.
4 of y'all. It took me a lot to get here today.
And you are here for a reason.
Yeah, man.
Because somebody, if any other day of the week, referred to you, and that's why you're here today. That might be the name of this episode.
That's too long for a name of an episode.
That should be the name of this podcast.
What?
That might be the name of this episode, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should. Rebrand, because I'm too dickheads to our name.
Well, I'm glad you had fun in Chicago.
Yep.
You're like an MLB player at this point.
Yo, nah, just fucking mother's son in my hat.
I'm just one of those Dominicans that can never give it up.
Hey, look, bro, if you can still hit those fucking dingers, if you still hit that soft part of that bat and it feels good coming off your hands, were you all had a few beers or you just like just?
Oh, so there's the league I play on Saturdays. We have, like, you're drinking while you're playing.
That's fucking fire.
You motherfuckers stay trying to get me drunk, but I'm like, bro, I use the excuse, I'm like, I'm on a diet. Meanwhile, I'm fucking eating McDonald's on the way here.
Wait, listen, one more cup of this shit, I'm using this bat to hit somebody and not a ball. So please stop.
But But no, I mean, it's chill vibe, bro. Most of the times, you just, it's more vibing with the people you're playing with, or just, you know, just having fun. It's not even about like,
there's no rivals or anything.
Nah, everyone basically. So the team I play for on Saturdays, it's literally you're playing against other people that put teams together. It's not a league or anything.
Like, so I could be recruited.
Yeah, if, yeah.
I'm going hard.
So basically, what you do is you team up with other teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, set up games or whatever. We host, so they'll come to our field. You know, we'll buy them beers and stuff like that. And then after that, we have food and they eat. So, and then the whole time we're just chilling, people smoking hookah, drinking after that. And then two weeks, and then the next week, they host us, we go to their field, and then they do it in return.
Oh, shit.
So basically, it's also a networking thing.
I'm going to
Ash went one time.
I'm going to put a team together of homeless people. So y'all can host them. And then when they play, we're gonna take y'all to the shelter.
So sweet.
I'm gonna be the bad news bears of homeless people.
Yo, going to say
bro, that would be actually pretty fucking cool though. I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro.
Yeah,
that's hilarious, bro.
I'm saying I'll be like Billy Bob Thornton of like homeless people, because I look homeless. So I'll fit right in
the modern day Rick Rubin and shit.
Yeah.
Yo bro, that I'm, yo, it, I wanna laugh harder than this, but I'm like, contain that shit's funny as fuck. Like, yo, I got this here team, guys, they're fucking great. They come through, the motherfuckers just want drinks.
Yeah,
I ain't touch your back. Yes.
What if they fuck around a window?
That's embarrassing.
Plot twist.
It might make me rethink the team I'm playing for.
Yo, and you gotta, now you gotta buy them uniforms. Nah, get them haircuts and
loser
shit.
Gives up their crib.
Yeah.
They're gonna be up in here potting with us. Hey, yeah. Fellas.
Fucking motherfucker. You guys ever seen the Fresh Prince one where Uncle Phil.
Bro.
Break out Lucille.
Oh my God. Break out Lucille.
So that episode, right? Where, you remember when Will and Carlton. Well, Carlton had to act like he could, like, be in the hood.
Yeah.
So that park is actually walking distance for where I stay at the Gaylord.
The Gaylord, yeah.
That shit is like a 3-minute walk.
That's pretty cool.
And, like, my boy told me, he was like, yeah, you want to go there? I'm like, wait a minute. Ain't that shit dangerous? And then, like, today, that shit is, like, it's called Tent City. All just homeless people. So I can recruit from there.
This guy's talking.
You got to fly him out.
That's fine. They got it. They're hosting.
No.
Y'all are hosting.
You have to get to where we're playing. We don't get you to where we're playing.
They'll walk there.
A traveling team is nuts.
On foot.
Oh, my God. Yo, we have a game in 2 years.
What
the fuck? The 300 dudes? I'm going to walk for 10 years to get to their destination. That is nuts, bro. And you got to put like this one main person, and you got to keep on giving like $20 in their cash app. They got to fucking eat, dog.
Yeah. I'll get them an Obama phone.
Yo, you
they still have those?
Yo, no matter how funny that sounds, you're actually setting them up for success.
Yeah.
A little cash, a little phone. They can meet some chicks on the way.
Yeah, homeless chicks. It'll be like the Warriors, except they'll, instead of like...
Jesus Christ.
They get in the scrimmages while they're on their way.
Yeah. They're going to run into the Lizzies.
This is a movie. The Lizzies. Hey, the chicks are packing heat.
Like, yeah.
The chicks are packing heat. I was screaming.
They just eat random shit.
This is a movie.
You like, you know those bugs that we're supposed to kill?
The lanterns?
Yeah, they gonna be eating that shit. And dip them in chocolate.
Alright.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, listen. We actually, you guys say sometimes we have no topics. We just gave you a whole fucking movie script.
Yeah.
They're saving the world. You're actually saving them by supplying them with certain goods. I have some sneakers I want to give away, so when they get here...
Yeah, I'm going to be like the... what's this shit called? I'm going to do a GoFundMe for the traveling team.
But you have a paragraph as a description. I have a team that's trying to give him California, that's trying to play a group of Dominican, smoke hookah, eat, and win a baseball game.
And if they win...
$10,000?
Yeah.
That's the whole description. I'll stop reading and just give $20.
Then our uniform is going to be a bunch of Kanye shit because they look homeless anyway.
Yo, word. Just give
the ones that he was selling in the trash bag?
Yeah.
He tried to explain that. I didn't even listen.
I didn't even bother.
That's crazy how we can draw a parallel to homeless people in his fucking clothing, bro. That is nuts. Who would have thought? Look at that parallel drawing.
I can't.
He's trying to
prove a point that people buy anything, right?
Well,
Just place trash bags there and like search for the clothes you want.
That shit is fire.
Wait, that's what he's doing?
That's what it was. I think that's what it was.
But you buy the shit.
It's like a grab bag.
Giving it away.
No, I think he was selling it, but they were like searching through the bag for the clothes. I
got bags at least better than hefty.
That make, in my opinion, that making people look fucking nuts.
Right.
Like, yo, they so, going so, through garbage. They,
yes, so basically, exactly.
Mike, so Kanye knows what he's doing, bro. Look what I got.
Damn, man,
doing.
We used to get ridiculed. Garbage picker, garbage picker.
Yeah, now, yeah, I'll be all right, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, around the side to give somebody 20 bucks. Yo, if you go pick out that bag for me, bro.
Yeah, let me get that medium. Because they run big as shit.
Take it to In-N-Out Burger. Should be out here. Fucking, what's he at? Montana still? Whatever the fuck they got there?
Damn, man.
He's doing, yo, that's an experiment. In Kanye's mind, he's running a social experiment to see how far people will fucking go. And he's winning hard. Because people, yo, I picked out the fuck. No, you ain't picking out a garbage bag.
No, I ain't picking out no.
But I have a pair of Yeezys.
I've done that before. But not, obviously, with Kanye. There's this thrift warehouse.
Okay, that's that.
I won't give y'all the location because I'm not trying to give up my.
Could we go next time? Though?
We absolutely could go.
I want to get.
They have
some
a storefront, and then they outsource through the warehouse.
That's
so people
fire.
Don't. A lot of people don't know that.
That's fire.
So I got really cool with one of the owners. So whenever they do the open house, because they have usually days where like I won't say professional buyers, like people that sell vintage. In stores,
you got me into vintage t-shirts. I ain't gonna lie, I'll give you all the credit in the world. I want some vintage, dope, like fucking, I want some Penny and Shaq fucking shirts, even though I don't wear nothing besides Nick stuff. But
you know. It's cool. I was out yesterday at the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
So are you, bro.
I am surprised that you went to
yo.
A,
I said, yeah. Look at my guy outside.
Yeah, it was weird because
you didn't even rep your Puerto Rican.
Well, you posted it.
Yeah. Oh, well, my homegirl
you know,
took a photo of me.
I don't have Instagram right now. I deactivated it.
Are you cleansing?
I haven't had it for like a week.
My little brother does that
it
shit.
It feels
bro.
Good, bro. Like
my brother says the same shit.
Because a lot of people on Instagram, man, they're just fucking faking the funk, man. I don't want to deal with it. So I literally just...
Shut your mouth, dude.
I put it down. I haven't looked at it, nothing, and it is what it is.
I've been finding myself a lot on these, like, booty pages, bro.
What do you mean?
This past like week, I just been on the booty pages a lot. It's only been Monday this past week.
Jesus
started
Christ.
Today. It felt like forever. But yo, I've been looking at it. You know, I'm admiring it. They're art. Right,
so my question is, prior to your deactivation of Instagram, when you go on the Explore page, what do you see?
What do I see?
Yeah.
So I look at a... I look a lot of
because this kind of gives you your
I was my live shit.
So yeah. I was looking into getting another dog.
Okay,
so I pets. Get a lot of stuff for like Frenchies because I was looking at Frenchies
see, dog,
for
he's a brother sibling.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember you said that. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I because you know my dog passed away in March.
Mm-hmm.
So I just look a lot, and so now my Explore page, everything comes up is like a dog, or like you know when you went on your Instagram stories,
yeah.
every sponsor was like a dog. But so that's basically what I get. I mean, you could regularly go on Explore and get ass on any fucking...
No, I know, but oh, yeah. I'm saying, like, oh, yeah. There's sometimes it's ass and then there's other shit. So you for you, it's dogs.
Yes, for me, it's
okay,
dogs.
Okay, so I'm all assuming right. For you, it's like a whey protein.
Yeah, let me see you. We'll take a live look right now.
I really hate when I talk about shit and then the shit pops up on my phone.
That is definitely an invasion of privacy.
Word of Cardi B.
Okay, so somebody named Dope Dude 89 likes a lot of my pics, man. I think I know what it is. All right, first things I see, a chick wearing a fucking mesh shirt, no bra. I'd love to see it. Look, I didn't even mean to do that, but I've been looking at some. You know what I mean? Next is there's a lot of NBA and NFL stuff, and then
okay,
I do
sports.
Have then I do have some sneaker shit.
Oh.
And yeah, I look at sneakers and stuff. More chicks, fitness dudes arguing, two fiends in the street in New York dancing.
I'm highly curious as to what Ash is about to say, because I feel like he has some bullshit that comes
I have
up.
One thing only.
Yeah, I have a picture of a sparrow.
White women, fat women.
Let me see. Get the fuck out of here.
What about fat white women?
Yeah, he's right.
It's white women, fat women, more fat women.
So
I've not seen anything. There's a dude talking on a microphone.
So what are you doing in your spare time?
I know who it's not. Andrew Tate.
That
see what I did
friend,
there?
Is how
you see
we
what
got
I did
to
there?
The topic.
Yes.
This is...
That was good.
This is how...
That was good.
This
the evolution.
We had you on the ropes 19 minutes in. It was like, all right, these motherfuckers are talking way too long.
I'm about to log off. Ah, they're back now.
Yeah.
It's the evolution.
There you go.
Come a long way from...
Andrew
whatever
Tits.
Being in the background while you guys were talking.
Yeah, see?
Andrew Tits.
Yo, Look what comes up on my watch, my TikTok alert. It's you.
Wait, me? Oh, shit.
Talk about me. I ain't putting that. No, do the same pose.
Same hat and everything. Look.
That's fucking hilarious.
This is how I did.
Light skin is
at
up.
Least you didn't do this. At least you didn't do this.
Oh, now I don't fucking stick all my teeth out my fucking mouth, man.
Fucking bitch. I saw our is he white?
Andrew Tate.
His father's actually dark. He said, the girl said, I'm getting something by a white man. He said, well, you're wrong. And he showed a picture of his father. His father looks black.
I was about to call
He's
him
mixed.
Half white.
He might be. I don't know. I don't even.
I'm going to look it up.
Andrew Tate looks Latino to me, but a lot of black and white people
I thought
look.
He was.
He doesn't first, sound it at all, though.
He got like
thought he was like Arabic.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, he got that type. He's been living over there, living in, where's he at, in Europe for a while. He's been in Europe for a while.
Tate was born December 14th, 1986, in Chicago, Illinois.
That nigga white.
Fuck Chicago.
That nigga white.
He was raised in Luton, England.
Okay.
He white.
He. He's African. His father's African American.
I knew it.
What's his mom?
His, you know, it's funny. They mention what she does as a job, but they don't say what her ethnicity is.
What she do as a job? Let me see if you can stereotype her.
His mother worked as a catering assistant.
She white. Ain't no black catering assistants. All the black women are caterers.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. No, I actually see a lot of
young white women Spanish women. White women can't cook. That's why they assist.
I see young Spanish women as the caterers. Most of the time, yes. The business I saw, young
I'm
Spanish
saying, I
women.
See black and Spanish women yeah. as the caterers.
Was Andrew Tate a boxer?
Yes, he's a kickboxer and very good at it too, supposedly.
Really?
All right, so
he wants to fight.
In my story,
right,
in my story, he's white.
All right.
So I already gave him his
name.
His
last name Tate, though. But yeah, all
right. His dad was a like professional chess player, was a chess international master.
Maybe that's what gives him his wit.
So him and Bobby Fischer.
His stupid wit. That's like an oxymoron, but
his
I like
stupid
it.
Wit.
To me, he's white.
All right.
And I already got his new nickname for him. He is the new Great White Hope.
You think the white folks look at him like that? They're like the white folks back Andrew Tate?
I feel like...
You know some people have like a race draft? We don't draft Andrew Tate.
Oh, the white people are definitely drafting him.
He's bro, like, he's been kicked off of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And as of this morning, when I sent it to you, TikTok...
So my question is,
that's crazy. Because
how we were able to bring this Legend. To Mr. Tate. Should he be kicked off these platforms?
For speaking his mind?
Whether right or wrong, or how you feel about it. I just want to know, should he be allowed?
Everyone's allowed to have, to speak their mind and have their own followers. Fucking Donald Trump is out here talking about grab people by the pussy. And he's back.
He's not back.
I'm pretty sure he's back.
Listen. I'm about to look it up.
I'm pretty sure he's back.
I think it's a...
First off, the motherfucker was the president of the United States for just being him.
He should be it again. I'm about to vote for that nigga.
Would you vote for Andrew Tate if he ran for president?
Absolutely not.
I don't think I ever would, even though I think he'd be... The things he does business-wise, in my opinion. We all, and everybody's opinion, business-wise only.
I said it on the last episode. But when I die...
People
listen, which could have been fucking today. When I die,
oh my God.
Yes.
I want to be buried, if I have kids, mm-hmm. in either...
Oh, we had this conversation
yes,
last week.
In either their business or the property that I own. So it could be tax-free.
Tax-free.
That's what he did. Bro, he buried his wife in that fucking golf course, and now he doesn't have to pay taxes on it.
That motherfucker, bro. That's what I'm saying. I want to clarify what I said, meaning business wise, because when people think of Trump, where did that failed business go bankrupt? He learned from that and he built other businesses from it. He's not a good person.
Your boy's
He's
on Twitter.
Dickhead. Let me see.
That ain't him,
bro. It's him. Hold on. Let me actually go on the actual Twitter app.
I don't want nobody to hear this shit. My sister will fucking snipe me. My mother. He's not a good person.
Who?
Trump, but he's not afraid to say what the fuck he wants to say. And every that's
like,
what the presidency, you know what I mean? That's like against.
I feel like
he's a dickhead, not a good guy.
That's not really him. Archived? I'm talking about him. Like
he's
him.
Been back on since May, apparently.
No,
bro. First off,
maybe he's blocked from tweeting.
But no, his whole page was shut down.
Yeah, I think
he's a dick face, bro. But,
who?
Trump, man.
No, he's not. He's the man.
Nah, but that's the problem. These little kids, that's why they're chauvinistic and sexist, and they think it's okay to be
So that's exactly why they took. That's why they took Tate off. So do you feel like these young impressionable men?
Yeah.
Like, do we have to like police? Because then that goes back to the whole
Is there really freedom of speech? I think I read.
It goes beyond that. Because now if I want to like take you on a history lesson. Let's take it back to the 90s when Uncle Luke fought to get that rating on that CD.
Legend.
I'm just saying. Like, they demonized hip-hop.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, look what it's doing to the kids, especially with gangster rap.
Now, aren't they demonizing tape?
Yeah, but hip-hop was able to survive. Now it's the most popular, like, platform.
There's millions of rappers, millions of
that
people
are killing and shooting and robbing,
yeah,
and raping.
But you have, oh yeah, and there's a bunch of people that we don't know about doing the same thing.
And according to him, I think he's a pedophile. Tate? Yeah.
Yeah. So look,
according to who? I don't know.
There's some shit where he was.
I think he moved to a different country because he was like,
supposedly he moved to a different country to get away from conviction type shit. That's why he don't go back to certain places.
And he was doing like a Ponzi scheme.
Oh yeah, if he hires you, you repost a million times for him. Genius. But yeah, Andrew Tate's not. He's not
and he's a trillionaire.
Gotta love that pyramid.
And he's he's mafia. He lives mafia style.
I'm just saying. I feel like he shouldn't be taken off the platform. Like it's like if you don't like something on television, right?
Yeah.
Don't watch.
True.
So why should be taken off? That's the same thing I was fighting against with Kevin Samuels. They didn't like the fuck he was saying.
It's funny as hell. He's so brutally honest.
But I feel like what he's saying is stupid and it's wrong, but it's his truth.
Whatever he wanted to happen is exactly happening because bad press is press, period.
Well, that easy said that. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
I mean, well, I think there is such thing as bad publicity, but it does get you your good, what you want.
It's like that kid that went to McDonald's and had monkeypox.
I didn't even hear about that shit.
Did you tell me about it? Somebody told me about it.
Yeah, it was probably me. It was some kid. He does music. I think he's gay, but that's irrelevant. His music's actually pretty good because I went to listen to it. I'm like, all right. And I'm like, well, it's too fucking bad.
He
now,
knowingly went to McDonald's with monkeypox?
Yeah, he had it. And he was like, he filmed himself. He was like, yeah, I had to go do a McDonald's run. And you just see monkeypox all over his face. And then
his dickhead ass could have Uber ate that motherfucker.
Right.
And nah, he was just, then he's defending it.
My opinion, look, I hate to say this, but he deserves to get slapped with a spike glove.
Yo, have you guys had people talk about monkeypox? And it's kind of like when, not to the same effect, but obviously, we weren't born at the time when fucking AIDS came out and all that stuff and HIV. But lately, a lot of people that I've heard speak about it are discriminating against gays again. They're saying that you're only gay. I mean, you're only able to get monkeypox if you're gay.
Yep. Narrow-minded, ignorant people, because they're saying that is transparent, passed along through predominantly gay men through their studies at the time. So now, what do they do? Remember when they say a certain COVID came from China, correct?
Right.
So dickheads here were seeing Chinese people and being very ignorant. So now that they're saying that, you know, predominantly through studies and went through gay men, what dickheads are easily just going to fucking create that parallel to them and be ignorant, though? I never looked at nobody after they said some shit. I think I saw one person of a Chinese descent and felt they had something to do with COVID. That's fucking ignorant, though. That's pigeonholing. That's crabs in a barrel mentality.
I can't. I can't.
Look at when 9/11 happened.
I can't give into shit like that.
They went to Indian Square, dog. That's two different fucking religions, isn't it?
Nothing close.
Not all of them are Arabic over there. Indian Square and people of Arabic descent were the ones. Even still, they're in America. They didn't do shit to what the fuck happened. What the people are fucking ignorant. I'm out, bro.
Let me see. I'm out to find them right now.
I'm going to the roof, man. I'm with that ladder. I'm pissed.
That roof. That,
his name is Dwayne made Cali. On that roof.
Who?
Dwayne Cali.
Fuck him.
He got good music. I ain't gonna hold you. I was listening to his shit trying to like, I'm gonna see if I play something. It's just
rapper, singer?
Look at that singy rappy.
Oh, I'm tired of that shit.
Let me see. What was the song I fucking heard?
Trying to be the Drakey Drakey.
I think it's this.
Drake separates his singing and rap. These motherfuckers try to. It's just like whining. This is ass, though.
And it sounds worse because it sounds like it's coming out of a Sony Walkman.
And now that I know who he is, I'm totally disregarded.
Anyway.
You legit could have just put headphones on the fucking mic and just played it that way.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't want to. Yeah. Man, so
four game Leo been thinking, dog. Ripping shit.
So my question is like, what? Because this whole podcast is predicated on me getting us canceled. So what does it say about like if I go too far?
What do you mean? You said if you go too far, meaning
That was the whole when you got me out of retirement.
Yeah,
I told you from the beginning that the sole purpose of me coming out of retirement is to finish what I did on Vagabonds.
Yes,
which was to get canceled.
Yes,
and it didn't work because infrastructure just fell apart.
Down, yeah,
and now we're here, and it seems to be solid, and I'm in the process of healing, so I'm not gonna get as canceled as fast as I wanted to. Mm-hmm. But
I'm afraid when you get like super healed.
Yeah.
No holds barred, though. I'm like,
it's gonna be sad. It was the conversation we were having last week. I'm gonna get super healed, and the show's gonna be ass.
Yeah, he's gonna be.
I'm
all
gonna
happy.
Be mad happy.
I felt bad for being happy last week. It's like it's like I'm sorry, guys. I feel like I'm too happy for you guys this week. I don't even remember why I was so happy. I think I was just happy to be out because you remember I had fucking 2 weeks of COVID.
2 weeks, yeah. Hey guys, yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm fucking super positive today. It's not gonna be the same.
Then I came back out to the world. I was like, fuck.
Fuck, man. The air hit you?
Time to deactivate Instagram.
Fuck.
But my thing is like, why are people so pussy?
Yo, that's a great fucking question. Their skin is not tough anymore.
No, this generation is completely soft, man.
So now this is the age-old question because I've had this conversation plenty of times. Who do we blame for this generation?
Our generation.
So it's like...
Is it like babying them?
I would...
This generation came from us.
They came from our generation.
Bro, we were hard. Our cracking kind... Our jokes they tell back when we were in like locker rooms, we'd have somebody mass shoot the school every week.
Yeah.
We were just like, yo, fuck you. All right, whatever, bro. Now people like...
I mean...
Like, yo, I'm gonna get my AK.
Yeah.
But is it our generation because of the way they raise their kids, or our generation because they all try to make a push for things like sensitivity, equality, and all this stuff, and like all these little things that started changing as far as social views?
Yeah.
Made this younger generation, I think, softer. And yeah, people get upset when you say soft.
I blame participation awards.
Oh yeah,
everyone gets one now.
You don't get a fucking trophy for a part. You even get one, two, or three. You know what? You can keep three.
I don't even think Strive they do places two. Anymore.
Just get a fuck. I'm trying to teach my kid that now. You know what I mean? I'm trying to teach you. You don't always have to.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah.
Where the Ricky Bobby?
I'm like shoot for just because being one, two, or three. Like when we were growing up, right? I want one, two, three. I want one all the time. If I get three, I want to go for two. Two, I'm going to go for one. But I don't want my daughter saying, well, you know, since number one's not everything. I said it may not be, but it's not everything.
Strive. It's the only thing.
But strive to be number one. Strive. Not just because, you know, I'll
disown you.
A fucking trophy. I want a fucking trophy, though. I want a trophy. I bust my
ass. It's bad enough to have a trophy wife.
Oh, God. Don't go there. It's not even.
Nah, but I feel like that is the age-old question. Like, who do we blame for this society today?
Can we be so as fucking black and white and saying social media does play a pivotal role because messages get spread in 3 seconds now? So if one person's hurt, this person's on their impressionable mind is seeing this viral message. Like, you know what? Yeah. So it's a combination of things getting around in 3 seconds. We're not sending shit through carrier pigeon. Like, yo, this person's upset.
Did you guys see the Derek Jeter documentary?
I heard about it. I saw episode one.
I liked it. I don't think it was. I think it's a good story, but you can't compare it to The Last Dance because just Michael Jordan was just involved in so much other shit.
Yeah,
I'm more of an A-Rod guy.
Yeah.
I think his story might be better. It's just
I like Bernie Williams.
Derek Jeter didn't really have much going on, but he did say a big thing that saved his career was that social media wasn't as big as it is now. He said if social media was out the way it is now, I'd only have a 3-year career. Yeah, remember, he was out of everything. Like, you never heard about Derek Jeter.
Yo, that's actually a legend.
He told a story about, remember the whole Puffy and J-Lo thing at the club?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be there that night. And he was like, something, I forgot what the part was, but he didn't go, and he took it as a sign because he was, I think his barber, Diddy's barber, is like best friends with Jeter or something. Yeah. They have some type of relationship. That one dude, I don't remember what he does. And they had called him, yo, tell Jeter to come out here. And they were going to go, and then something came up. He ended up not going. But he was like, yo, like, that would have been all over social media. Who knows where he would have been just for being there. Yeah. They could have said he was down with them or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But social media has changed a lot.
The Yankee way is very strict, too. Certain haircuts. Like,
very
Belichick-ish.
If you go to the Yankees, you have to shave your beard. You have to cut your hair off. Well, not cut it off completely, but there's like...
I wouldn't last.
What, as a Yankee?
You think I'm cutting my hair?
Bro, you'll be drafted to Yankees without your fuck. You probably wouldn't even had it. If you were in baseball, some people are so strict on themselves. Now it's more like being the Wild Thing from that movie where you can have your wild haircuts and stuff and be nuts. They just send you to fucking Cleveland or something, man.
I'll be in Cleveland.
Ash, you're going to Cleveland. You know what I mean?
I'll only go to Cleveland.
What Joakim Noah say? Ain't nobody go on vacation to Cleveland. No one says
that. You're right, though. That's why J.R. Smith was chilling when he was on the Cavs.
I'll go to Cleveland if it's still the Indians. Like, if I got to be the Guardians, I won't go.
We were talking about that, too. The softness and... Put it like this.
I want racism in my team.
What teams changed? Right, they had the Guardians.
I want the Redskins.
Yeah, because they're
the Redskins. I'm gonna tell you, just because of their fucking owner, it seems to be what's their extra name now? Because he's a dick.
The Washington
football team.
The Washington football.
No, they got a name now. Commanders or something like that.
Yeah, the Commanders.
The Commies.
They sound like a Canadian football team.
They look like a Canadian. They fucking play like a Canadian football team.
Yeah,
their defense is actually gonna be high this year, I think.
Yeah, but they want to put another 20 on
they
that.
They got that bum ass Carson Wentz.
I took that to heart. Really can't play good. For a long period of time. Carson Wentz.
And the 1 year he did in Philly,
phenomenal.
And then fucking idiot wants to fucking try to.
And then he don't want. I heard he don't want to really help other people neither. He's not like a leader type thing. But Carson Wentz that first year, that draft was ass.
Him and Jared Goff both trash.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been watching Hard Knocks. I think the Lions because their coach cried. He's like, I fucking love you guys, man.
Them niggas are gonna go 1-15.
Yo, I'll put another 5 on that. Over five games. Another $5. Wait, it's gonna be
$12. Nah, they're gonna fucking start. What was the original deal? Like they always do.
What was the original deal?
$20 if the Steelers win over. If the Steelers win 8 games and over.
What side did I go with?
You were on my side.
Yeah.
That they're not gonna win 8 games. Yeah.
Did you see their wideouts though, bro?
Who's gonna throw them the ball?
Mitchell Trubisky.
You want a double or nothing?
Jesus Christ.
The Ox. I want to add other bets to it. Right now, add another $5
the Lions are going to go
five games.
They're going to win 4 games in a row, and then they're going to lose the rest.
No, so their record is going to be what?
4-13. Whatever the fuck.
what's our official deal on air? Lions going to win 5 games and better.
I think they're going to win 4 games. Max.
No, I'm going 5. All right, yeah. So $1 per win.
Yeah.
This guy's gonna give me $18. They're going to 18-0. Yeah.
Let's do one more deal. Hold on. Baker Mayfield got announced to be the starting quarterback for the Panthers.
I love that.
What do you think that's gonna be like?
3-14.
Five games plus three.
I don't even know what their schedule is like.
It doesn't matter. They're playing other football teams.
No, but they're saying
they're playing other football teams.
They could play the Washington Commies 18 times in a row and only win 3 games.
There you go. God.
He sucks.
Let's look at this schedule. Let's look at this schedule real quick. Guys, this is a sports segment.
We're all over the place.
We went from Andrew Tate. I'm still trying to figure out. We went from social media being who's responsible for raising these fuck assholes? These fuck ass kids.
I'm still trying to go back to this conversation. I want to know about censorship.
Going back real quick. You know who I think raises the toughest kids? This is gonna sound crazy.
Jews.
Yes, that's exactly. Yo, today on my way home from work, I literally saw like a 6-year-old girl and a 4-year-old girl walking across the street pushing like a 3-year-old boy on a stroller. It was just them three.
Yo, you want to know what's pretty nuts too? And then during COVID, my boy Mike, when it was like simmering down, he was delivering. They used to deliver alcohol to certain liquor stores. And he happened to walk around the corner after his delivery. And during COVID, when everybody had to be home, they were still in fucking school, dog.
Bro, they walk around, school? They walk around Greenville, no problem. The whole Greenville area?
You're right. And there's a video of Dallas Keaton on it. Remember they passed my man weed? Jewish people ain't afraid. First of all, their judicial system is nuts. So if we do something to them, we're going through them, dog. Like, our cops kind of step
have,
away. We got to fight
they
for
have
like
their
Brittany
own
Grindr.
City
they
Hall,
have,
bro.
They got a Brittany Griner the shit out of you. They we'll got, trade they you got, for Ishmael. Like,
yo, they got their own City
when,
Hall, bro.
When we had that big shooting a couple years ago?
Yeah.
What is it? 2019? Yeah, almost. In December, it'll be 3 years. When we had that big shooting, they came out here with their own cars. They tried to... And I was like, listen... I know you guys think you're cops. You're not fucking cops here in Jersey City. Like, that's not working out that way. We'll help you and we'll support you, but you guys can't take the law into your own hands out
so
here.
They got to support y'all then. Like, they support from afar. And they training people. I trained Ishmael for Shane. But you guys can keep Shane and keep Ishmael. Like, ah, come on, man. Come get me, bro. I heard your podcast. I said you guys were tough.
Jews are... those are some special people,
what is,
man.
What is the saying, Jews and Gentiles? Like, what is a Gentile?
I don't know.
You never heard that saying?
I've never heard that.
All Jews and Gentiles. Like, what is...
I feel like...
genitalia?
Yeah.
don't. I'm sorry if that's religious. I'm not disrespecting anybody, but it sounds like it.
I would get down...
Gentile,
see, I've,
a person
I've,
who
I've
is
had
not
Jew,
Jewish.
I've had Jew sex before.
So everybody.
Right.
So Jews and Gentiles.
What?
It's a person who is not Jewish.
All right, oh. So I want all my Jews and Gentiles to be safe. Why can't they just... I want everybody to be safe.
It says, be safe, though.
It says the or word the stems from a Hebrew...
It's safe, though.
The word stems from a Hebrew term, goy, that means a nation. Oh, I guess.
So that means like we're still better than you because we're Jewish type thing?
They feel that way. I've had Jew sex before.
I've never.
Oh, in
L.A.
L.A., yeah. They have my Jews boy in came LA? Back on a super high, bro. He
yeah,
floating.
Man. It, she gave me the...
Yo.
She gave me the fucking the Hebrew special. What was it? What's
she
the?
She gave you the Torah top.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What's the shit?
Oh my God.
She gave you the dreidel top, dog.
Yeah. What was the? What's the name of that fucking holiday they have?
A Hanukkah.
Rosh yeah, they did.
No, that's Jewish too, though. Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
she gave you the dreidel top. Head. She gave us a sloppy dreidel top.
Yeah. that shit was great. Too bad she's racist, but for reparations purposes, I was able to sneak in there unscathed.
Got one for the squad.
One for the good guys. You, yeah, man.
Every thrust was fucking violent.
Yeah, it was it was needed.
For her or for you?
For the home team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I found out she was racist after the fact.
She wasn't racist at the moment.
I hated every moment of her sex.
I was on my Chris Rock. I was like, smack her with a dick, smack her with a dick. Smack her with a dick.
By the way, the whole time we fucked,
dick.
I wish that you were burned alive, you and your people. Like, yo, what the
yo.
Fuck?
Hey, yo.
What?
It was funny. I was at work today, and then...
I don't know what it is.
How'd we go from toilet top to...
No, so my coworker... So my coworker was talking about
who got syphilis?
I haven't.
He said burning alive. I said, who got syphilis? You
started. No. He
yeah, at work.
He was basically telling me that if it wasn't for Jews, we wouldn't have a furnace. And I was just like, yo.
Hey, yo.
That is fucking wild. I'm not even... I'm done there.
Oh, that's basically... God. He just came out of nowhere. I was like, yo, it is 7:30 in the morning.
I'm done there.
Yo. Like,
what was he?
He's Mexican.
I'm done there.
We might have to bring
you know what? Mexicans deserve a little clap back. They've been getting disrespected for years, bro. Not by Jews per se, right. But they everything's like a joke on them. So you know what, Elf? Whatever your name is, man, you got one.
Yeah.
That's nuts. That's fucking nuts.
But then I told him, like, one time, my cousin, she says this is a funny joke that she says all the time. She wants to open up a daycare for Jews and call it Mazel Tots.
Oh, my. That's actually pretty cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. The Mexican dude, violent.
That and then like, one time, I was at a... I was working in Hackensack. This is when I had the strip club next to the cop shop that I was working at.
Wait, what was it called? The Riviera?
I forgot the name of the fucking. I think it was.
Yeah, that's right in Hackensack on the main strip.
Yes, yes.
That's the Riviera,
yes,
dog. Yes, they have good wings, terrible dances.
Yes, yes. Because every day for lunch, bro, I had fucking wings and a lap dance.
The Riviera has some guys. Yes. They're known for their wings, but.
Amazing wings.
Did they have a lot of women with I'm not even afraid of yes, C-sections.
They were like C-sections. Women, yeah. They had the muffin tops.
Yo, that's crazy. Yes. It's very, very. It's a strip club supposed to be dark, but it was like, I'm going to rob you for your shit dark.
Yeah, and it's funny because we used to do their uniforms. Like their dancers. I used to do their uniforms. So I would go in.
Three seconds to do a thong? All right, here you go, Stacy. What the
fuck? Damn, man.
Three second thongs.
I miss Erica.
I miss Squeeze and Weehawken.
Oh, we're gonna go there in a minute. I know why it shut down.
We're gonna go there. I thought just, you got no, you know where it's open because I haven't been there.
I only go to clubs in the South now. So man, my cheeks.
I played in Belleville on Saturday, and I saw Wet, and I'm like, is that still open? Is that still
I go to the 7-Eleven across the street every morning to get a fucking C4
peach nectar. You know, this guy was gonna buy that, but then he
who?
Never mind. Free the real. Nah, my cousin. He was gonna buy it. He was gonna buy that property.
Dan?
Yeah.
The cousin when that got locked up?
No, he's still locked up.
He's still there?
Yeah.
We never actually spoke about this on here, but whatever.
Yeah. But whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to. Let's finish our. I forgot where we were going.
Andrew Tate?
No, the wings and the.
Oh, the wings. Oh, the wings, yeah. I would go there every time. Erica would be there. She would have my Corona with grenadine ready. Yeah. She would have my 12-piece wings, and she'll give me a lap dance.
What flavor?
What, the wings?
Basic joints?
No, it was like honey barbecue. It was like some like...
You're a slut.
Yeah,
God. You're a fucking slut. I just started a six-week challenge today.
Erica's bottom...
A six what? Six-week challenge.
I'm going to put you down. Don't look down like that. Come on, Leo. Don't look down.
You and Karen, come
on. I had my last seven fucking ice cream sandwiches, and I'm documenting that.
Seven?
Yes,
in one sitting?
I had two cookie crunch bars and five ice cream sandwiches. You wonder why I had to get rid of it? Not throwing it away. There's homeless people out there.
Well, so you could have donated it to me and my team. That's true.
Did you hear what he said? He said, I'm not throwing it away. There's homeless people. You could have gave the homeless people the ice cream.
You could have.
It would have been melted by the time I would have got to the team.
No, it would have got here. Cali? Yeah, you would have left it in the fridge for 2 years.
Where you get that van
You would have left that shit for 2 years. They would have got here. Yo, guys, we got ice cream sandwiches.
Yo, as soon as you land, as soon as you walk.
As soon as you touch down.
Yo, y'all not playing with no cleats? Nah, we don't need cleats.
Nah, they're barefoot.
The bottom of my feet. Yo, that's funny as hell.
Barefoot.
The fucking ice cream sandwich.
That should be their name. That should be the name of the team.
The Barefoots?
The Barefoots. Didn't bingo. Yeah. And they all hyped up off of fucking 2-year-old ice cream sandwiches.
And their uniforms are going to be two anthology. Legs with nubs.
Oh my God,
bro. How about I just give them a white tee and some boxer briefs or some shit?
Some Galaxy tees.
I'm going to save all my old boxes.
Some used Sunwear tees.
Yeah.
Some Long Johns.
Gently worn.
Pre-owned.
Really quick, before we go.
Pre-owned Long Johns?
Yeah. Our homeless baseball team, dog. Like, I really. Like, it's really crazy how you walk by and you want to ask him. Ransom had a really good rap song where he spoke as the homeless person.
Oh, I saw that video.
That's a fire fucking concept. And you just want to know how'd you get to this point, bro? Like, all jokes aside, like, how'd you get to this point and what advice they would give you? Because they say you shouldn't get advice for people that can't help you. But actually, everybody can help you because you, in turn, see what you don't want to do. And what that person can offer.
All advice
can be rich advice. Let's say, yo, just do crack, baby. That advice.
I think it's great. I'm a firm believer that you can learn from anyone. It doesn't matter if they're a higher stature than you or lower. You can learn from people's mistakes so that you don't commit the same mistakes.
Yeah.
I think that goes back to also raising this newer generation. A lot of people don't want their kids to go through what they went through, so they try to coddle them and...
What was the saying? You buy a person that had a hard life, give this person the easy life. This person raised another easy life person. Like, every fourth person has it hard.
But then it just makes you so blind to what the world actually is.
Nas sent his daughter to a public school purposely so she can get a gist. She's a multimillionaire for her life. Her name is on the executive producer of his most popular album. So she's a millionaire forever. But what he did, he didn't put her in private school. Kept her in a public school so she can get a taste. Even though it's still not as dangerous as when he went. But still, to give your child a taste.
If you get it too good, you never know what's on the other side.
That's true.
That scared straight shit back in the day, do they still do that?
That shit funny as hell, bro.
I think it's fake now.
That shit's funny as hell. Like, you look good. Take your fucking ass.
I think if I have a kid, I'll give him a little crack.
Movie crack?
Yeah. Like when they're like 9.
The fuck?
Like, yeah, sniff this.
Guys, you heard it first. Just call child service. As soon as you have a baby shower, I'm calling child service.
Yeah, baby shower. I'm showering with crack. How about throw that shit in the air like LeBron James?
Go back.
Yo,
go.
How about we just put a little bit of rum on this? Do it Dominican style. I heard Dominicans put a little bit of rum on the fucking bottle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the
yeah.
bottle.
Hey, yeah, I heard Dominicans like to put a little rum, a little numb the gums. Look.
Nah, I want.
And that's why we start drinking at 12.
I want them to scratch.
But then you
sniff.
Have no desire by the time you're 18 to get too wild. You know what I mean?
I'm going to give them a little bit of lean.
Jesus Christmas. This is crazy.
Why not?
This is hilarious.
I want my child to do every drug.
You had a child service cousin making like $200K a year, and you have to make that one big bust. In order to make $1 million, you got to bust your cousin. You're going to be sitting in a room sweating in this room. Fuck. The day before the baby shower and shit. I'm making another movie up right now. You got to bust your own cousin.
What the fuck?
Nah, he's going to be the bat boy for the homeless team.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
You guys,
he's gonna have residue or
fucking ice cream sandwiches. I didn't come all the way for this.
Nah, I feel like you have to put these kids in the fire.
I definitely think
I mean,
so
not using a Jew term, but you know.
Hey. Oh my gosh, man.
I want to go one day to a Jew party.
No, he's not gonna edit that.
No, we don't edit. I want to go.
We've done it before because I mentioned the name of a female before.
Yeah, but that's because it involved you. Like I told you, I'm trying to get this canceled every week.
Me too. Kind of. No, I'm not.
I want to go to a Jew party and I just want to bring gingerbread cookies.
What's the significance? Am I missing something here?
Yeah.
Don't say, if it's bad, don't say it.
If it's
bad, say it. I'm curious.
Gingerbread?
Damn. God, just say it.
They're shape of people. You put them in.
I got
oven.
It. Yeah. Yeah. So just say it.
Ah!
Yeah. I'm playing. I mean, I love everybody. I just have to. These are the type of jokes. I'm just saying. These are the type of jokes that like people need to hear so we can laugh together. Because I'm pretty sure these jokes.
None of us are fucked up in here, right?
Except, I am.
I'm about to say it. Except for Ash, right? Right.
No, I feel like everybody needs to hear that. These are the jokes that like we grew up on.
Yeah,
as kids.
Boy, it was hard. One of them jokes.
Yeah.
We've heard some rough ones.
My basketball coach, hey, man, tell your mother to stop starching my clothes and make sure I get the big piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, Corey, listen, man, impossible. I was at dinner last night and I did the laundry. Fuck up, little nigga, you know what I mean? Like, impossible, coach. I was at the dinner table last night. Shut the fuck up. Go
but
run.
But yeah, man.
Coach Dandridge. My nigga.
I just like when we grew up, somebody cracked on you, you got to fire back.
Yeah.
But motherfuckers not, now,
Avery's
like,
getting better at that, bro. Her jokes kind of suck. You're already chill. So, well, you're gonna get eaten alive.
Now, my thing is, as a kid, always being overweight, like you either had to be really funny or knew how to fight. And
a little bit of both.
I had the liberty of doing both.
A little bit of both. I mean, I know how to throw a lot, you know.
Mostly fighting.
I was always in sports, man, so our jokes were cool, but at the end of everything, it was the basketball team versus the world, or whatever sports I played. So we went to Newport, and they were like, there was no rivals there, but everybody was like, oh, basketball team. So there was no, even in college, I was actually the person that, they would actually get annoyed. So on the way to the gym or something like that, I would talk to, I remember talking to the less desirables, as they call them. I don't like calling people that at all.
There's tons of people that are less desirable.
Nigga, remember I used to, this kid, he used to lie to me every day. I told a story on the pod before. He used to wear like this, all these anime button downs.
Jamel.
Yeah. Oh my God, not my cousin Jamel. I forgot this kid. He used to always have headphones on 24 hours a day. Like, how you in class like that? But then every day before he got on the bus, the 72 used to run across, it runs across the street from the Bloomfield campus. So if I'm walking on that side, hey, bro, tonight was Russian. Like, he used to always tell me that he has sex with a different race of girl like every day or every week. I say, your dick's going to fall off, man. I'm going out happy. I'm over there not having sex at all, being real. I'm on a basketball team. I'm chilling. I get no cheeks at that moment and every day. So my pop's always saying, if somebody comfortable lying, let them be comfortable.
Yeah. And that, my friends, is how we turn it back to Andrew Tate. If he's comfortable living in his truth, yeah. Who are we as society to ban
man.
Him?
Pay this man. Pay this man now. That was a good one.
It is. But I'm saying, I want to go back to that. I want to know why is he banned? Just because you don't like it.
I didn't even know.
It's just people that determine what's good or bad.
But who the
say.
Fuck can like, determine who, that?
That's
it
what I'm saying.
Don't even bother me, bro. I don't even. I'm doing. I'm
this
so
sounds crazy,
busy.
Right? This sounds crazy, right? But his ideals, his views, he's throwing it out there. What's the difference between that and going to church?
That's actually a great fucking, that's a great point.
What's the difference?
People see one there thing is no as difference. Other, so it gets more of a, it's a reputation that it has.
There is no difference.
A priest is giving out his ideals, what he believes, coming from a book that we don't know who actually wrote it, where it actually came from.
Ain't a lot of the upper
is church a Ponzi scheme?
Is church a Ponzi scheme? I mean, you have to donate to the church, but what's supposed to be like 10% of your salary or something like that? But I don't know if it's a Ponzi scheme.
I feel like if I run this homeless operation, 10% of nothing is nothing.
Holy shit, somebody just got at me on Instagram. Over there. I was reading it.
What'd he say?
He said, that's why I always have my hat back. He said, turn your hat forward like a grown man. You won't have to bench with your neck up.
Oh, what does he look like?
He has a picture of like a goat, like a devil goat.
Let me see. How many followers does he have? Is he a real person?
It's like Baphomet, like the devil thing, and yeah. He has 96 followers.
Oh, it's one of those trolls.
I'm a professional.
Does he have an actual picture of himself?
No, it's like a devil.
So he's probably fat as fuck and can't lift weights.
He might be like one of those Aryan Nation lifters.
I've been there before.
Tell that nigga to bite the curb. I don't think nobody gets that reference. Anyway, that was a really good movie.
That was crazy. But you know, I might say that shit.
You're a Jets fan, right?
I do not confirm nor deny.
They're losing to Atlanta 10-0 right now.
Don't bring up the word Atlanta around me, please.
Oh damn. Oh. This is the fucking revenge. The Jets need to win this one.
Come on, Jets. Come on, Jets.
Yeah, man.
I didn't even think of that. Bitch. Oh, my God. How do we get back to this?
You did this.
All I said was the Falcons. Well, Atlanta.
You're not where we from yet.
Anyway, I want to know why we can't, why do we have to police shit? And that is a good question. What is the difference between Andrew Tate and Church? What is the difference between T.D. Jakes and Andrew Tate? Think about it. What's that white boy's name? Osteen?
Is it Osteen? Joel Osteen?
Yeah, anybody whose name is Joel, I don't trust.
Joel Osteen was on AJ's on All the Speeds the other day. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
They don't care.
I don't like the fact that when wasn't there like a flood in Houston?
His house, yeah. Something.
In the church, he ain't want to let none of my homeless people in. The niggas that were going to make their way to play the game needed a place to stay. And this nigga said no. He didn't want them to dirty the church. Isn't that what you're supposed to, like, bring in?
Listen.
I don't know, man. I'm a firm believer in God. But it's kind of hard to defend this shit sometimes. I feel like we need balance. I feel like we need a little misogyny in our lives.
You choose to give power what the fuck you give power to. I didn't even know he was canceled, so I give power to other stuff. Like, I took this guy's power away, right?
Who?
The guy that said whatever he said.
Oh, yeah.
I have bad habits. That's a decent habit, but it pulls on your lower spine when you lift your neck. And I just let him know that. I'm doing that with no hat on. I have a bad habit that I feel good doing. So leave me alone, Baphomet. I like when people, I need that though. I need people to call me out so when they don't mind their business, I can tell them the business and they can feel like they've wasted their fucking.
What about you gotta mind the business that pays you?
I'm minding it. But what did Drake say? People making comments on Wi-Fi they ain't pay for? He probably be on McDonald's Wi-Fi right now. Talking his shit.
Ordering a number 3.
Yep.
What's on? What it is a number 3?
There's some big motherfuckers that can lift their ass off, though. One of my biggest homies, a wrestler, has astonishing, like, perfect form in how he lifts. He just that. You know how NFL players are really big and they're good at their sport? Like, that as a wrestler, his form is impeccable. He's always giving me tips. Always giving me tips, and I love that shit. But this guy just wants to have some fun. How did my video get to you, man?
He probably got big. Nah, that ain't even big booty, bitch. He got FUPA.
You came up on his Explorer, bro.
Yeah, look, it says for me, and it's a picture of, I think the Baphomet has a picture of Marilyn Manson on his chest. I should be like, a Marilyn Manson think the form is good. He's like, that's Sting.
How do you feel to be on people's Explore pages?
Hey, man, if you keep working, it's eventually going to get there. I still believe that, I don't know, Instagram's a tricky game, and the biggest thing is that you post what you feel. I feel comfortable posting everything I put.
and it gets out there. Me as a fitness professional, I am actually relaying information that can either hurt or help somebody. Mm. My intention is always to help them. So my disclaimer is always, hey, I feel comfortable doing this. It's totally up to you what you want to do. So I always want to help people. And I like the way that guy, the thing that pissed me off, he could say the neck thing. Because, you know, I'm comfortable doing that without a hat. I pick my neck up a little bit. And this motherfucker, I never feel comfortable flat down. I barely even sleep on my back. So the bench has something on my chest, I lift my head up a little bit. But for him to say, turn your hat around like a grown man.
I'm currently wearing my hat backwards as we speak.
I don't have a hat on, so.
That's crazy.
I'm doing backwards. It looks like a backwards hat. Fuck it. Let's do it. Look, I should take a fucking picture and send it to him.
I don't know, man.
On to the next one.
Fuck everybody, man.
Yeah, we're
listen, I've been telling myself a lot lately too. I don't know if I mentioned it here, but oh yeah, the 2 weeks in with COVID or whatever, just being home, I thought I was gonna be like in a super depressed state because you get cabin fever. You're stuck at home. I mean, you talk to people on your phone, but you don't really see anybody. You don't really interact. You just start thinking, bro. And I'm just like, why do people give a fuck what other people think? Why?
Yo, we try not to care, bro, but every once in a while, bro, a little bit of an insecurity may affect you without you even knowing it. And then you catch yourself in a moment, like, why do I give a fuck? Like, yo, sometimes it's a subconscious thing because of the, you know, I'm not blaming society because each one person you can choose to give power to, we all give a little bit of power to something someone says. But even though I'm over 3,000 billion percent cutting myself. Like I said, my legs are not as big as I want them to be, but I got them tattooed really high on purpose so you see my entire pale fucking leg. And I don't give a fuck. Because the people that matter say, yeah, next time, like, don't lie to me. Listen, I'm comfortable with my own legs. You don't have to make me feel good about myself. I already feel good. So thank you. Trust me, I feel great about myself. But I work on my legs because it is an insecurity of mine that I can improve.
But it's your insecurity that you know about, not because someone else told you.
100%.
My favorite is when people give you advice, and the people that give you the advice are the ones that failed at that topic every fucking time. Like, fucking,
I'm the king of that shit.
Fucking
what are you talking about?
No, but all right.
I do that professionally. I professionally give other people advice that I can't give myself.
You're a life coach.
How many times? Yeah. How many times?
I should start a podcast. You know what I always wanted to be? A cult leader.
All right, let's go. What were you saying?
You're getting too much into the R. Kelly thing, bro. How many times have you dated a female or, you know, you ever heard a female say, yo, my friend doesn't think that you're good for me? And it'd be the single bitch that's fucking thotting around all the time, can't find a fucking man, always wants to be in a relationship.
It's called deflecting. They're deflecting their shit onto what they see their friend deems
happy. They want their friend to be just as unhappy as they are.
Yeah, that's the pure definition of fucking hatred.
Like, I just don't understand how you're not good at something, but you're willing to give advice at what you're
doing. Now, look, if the man's whooping somebody at, yo, that dude's not good for you, we gotta kill him.
That's different.
If you get your ass beat, stay.
Fuck it.
What the fuck? You know what? And most fucking women, I hate that, bro.
Listen to me. Stay.
No woman in my family getting hit because I'm breaking.
If your left eye has a shiner, go back and get the right one to match it.
Oh my god! How about I make the man like a fucking raccoon?
You should.
Right in his shit.
But then that's the other thing. Like you said, what would you say if your sister?
Oh yeah, well, if anybody gets anybody in my family gets abused.
I can't remember who told me this story.
It depends who it is.
It was last week. Somebody told me how some dude's sister was getting fucked up by her boyfriend.
Oh, and the dude came out and shot the guy.
Oh, you said it.
Yeah, shot the guy below the waist.
And that's how you know I listened to the fucking pod. I wasn't here for that. Yeah. I was at work listening to this shit.
So he shot the dude below the waist on the attempted murder.
It came back.
Yeah, he came out of jail. He did a small bit because guns, I guess it was licensed maybe.
Yeah.
Shot him below the waist.
Guns are bad.
He came out and the fucking sister's still dating the dude. I ain't talking to you. Or maybe I might shoot you.
You can't get involved. Listen, what I learned most is I just worry about myself. I don't listen to what people say. I'll help, but I'm not gonna fucking overextend and fucking put myself in jeopardy.
No, I'm gonna do my first extension, my first help that first time, but the second time, like, fuck you then. I'm out.
Right.
I did what I can do the first time. You didn't learn shit from it. I put my life in jeopardy for you. Now I'm out. So what is it? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
something like that.
Yeah.
Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign.
Fool me three times. What was it? What was George Bush saying? You fool me once, you're not going to fool me again.
George W.
I miss that nigga.
Oh, my God.
My man, he was comical. My man dodged the whole shoe thrown at him.
That was different. He's like, hey. I'm like, wow. Somebody dodged a chunk later. What the fuck, man?
So what was your question? You said, why are people worry so much about what people...
Yeah, why do people give a fuck what other people think? I was at a point where I thought a lot about that, too. But lately, I've just been on my own shit. Like, you don't pay my bills.
I can tell you for myself... And I was aimlessly scrolling on social media on Saturday night, being depressed as usual. And one of the things that my homegirl put up was something essentially along the lines of, you know, before you consider yourself a content creator, a business owner, an artist, and listing all the shit that people were trying to pursue, like, you're a human being.
Right.
And you have to, like, understand that you're human. And sometimes we lose sight of that. And that's, like, my biggest gripe with myself right now. Like, every time I step out the house, even at my job, like, my people at my job call me by my artist name. I have CEOs calling me by my artist name. Like, I let that be known from day one. Because the way I see it, if people are going to be big on their pronouns and people want to be known as whatever the fuck they identify as, y'all going to identify me as who the fuck I am outside of my house.
Gotcha.
And it's gotten to a point with me that I don't know how to shut that off. I don't know how to, like, be the human being anymore.
But that's different, though.
It's the same thing, because it all falls under the line of, like, I was having this conversation at the Puerto Rican Day Parade with my homegirl that invited me outside. She was like, because me and her, we always have, like, in-depth, like, really deep conversations. And something came on, like, right now I deal from heavy social anxiety. Yesterday was the first time
you were being a big crowd.
In a big crowd that wasn't controlled.
Gotcha.
Like, every other big crowd I've been in this year.
Controlled setting.
Super controlled. Like, I knew about 90% of the people. It was just a lot of people.
That's why when you said it, I'm like, I'm shocked you even went.
Well, she invited me. It was 3 blocks from my house. So I was like, all right, let me go outside. Let me get fresh air. Because I was, like, stir crazy. Like, the weekends for me are the hardest for me to cope with. Because I'm trying to just get over shit. And when I was outside, within 10 steps of me going outside, I ran into a homegirl I haven't seen in 15 years. I actually have to text her back. And she was, like, trying to put me onto a business. She wants me to, like, run shit for her. And that was cool. Because it's like, damn, I'm back outside of my element where people are starting to recognize me. And it's like, oh, shit, you do this. I need this service.
Right.
And that's what I'm used to doing. But because I don't put myself outside anymore,
you don't really get the exposure anymore.
No. And then, but people still recognize me from, like, what they last seen me as. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I left on a high, or if you recognize me from constantly traveling, like, people still hit me up. And the first question is, yo, what state are you in right now?
But see, those are things that are
usually I say it's a positive, in a bad mental state, but in a state nonetheless.
My question was more towards, why do you give a fuck about the negative shit that people say? Where it's clearly meant to harm someone.
Because
you get a lot of fucking haters. Like, for what?
But my thing is, because my business solely focuses on my reputation.
Got you.
It's not like, for example, like, his business is more results based. Like,
reputation,
they can
too, nigga. If I don't get you what you need,
no, but I'm talking about, like, it's results driven though.
But there's a difference.
You can, people can say all the shit they want about you, but if they see the results, and then people are, like, constant, like, oh nah, you got me right, yo, you really helping me, you really know what you're talking about. It doesn't really matter. The noise can be blocked out,
right?
But with me, I'm pursuing, like, a career in broadcasting. I'm pursuing a career in fashion. And that's not really results based. It's more, who do you know?
But there's a difference between criticism and just fucking hatred. Like, if you're getting criticism for you to be a better person, for you to, or people put you back in a state like, yo, you might be getting a little off topic, or you're venturing off from what you normally did, that's criticism. I'll take that any day of the week, fine. But when you get people that are purely coming at a hatred standpoint, I literally have learned how to just block that shit the fuck out.
Oh, no, that's amplified for me.
No, but I don't even give that the time of day.
Because
you could definitely use that energy towards something else a lot more productive than to be fucking...
The love or the adoration or just the appreciation, I don't hear it enough. So when I get it, I'm genuinely, oh, wow, thanks. And I know just individually, I'm like, okay, this is a safe place with this person. I know they care, whatever. But when I see like the noise and like the distractions, those are the things that like keep my attention, because now I'm trying to fight an uphill battle on how to not let that noise dictate the preconceived notion of me. Because I've walked in rooms where people have already done their homework and research on me. And then when they meet me, it's like, yo, you're not as bad as they say that you are. And I'm like...
And that's why I'm a firm believer of, I don't create an ideal on someone. I don't go off of what people tell me. I'll go off of my soul interaction with that person, because I'll have that in my mind, like, yo, you know, they tell me he's a dick or she's a dick or whatever the fuck the case may be, but I'm still not going to judge you off of what other people told me. Whatever my interaction is with you, that's what I'm going to base you off, because you can't go off of what people say. You never know what their intentions really are.
Not everybody has that foresight.
Right.
People go in, like right now, the six people, maybe the three people, because maybe they got pissed off of the Jew shit today, but the three people that are still listening right now, they might take my word as gospel. They might like be religious listeners of this show and take everything that I say as like word. And if I hate something, and maybe they're like a diehard fan or whatever, right?
Right.
They might go in with that preconceived notion that when they see it for themselves, like, I'll give you an example. And I haven't seen this movie, but this is a small microcosm. If I come on here and say the Dragon Ball Z movie was ass, and the people that listen to the show that really take my word as gospel,
I'm still gonna go watch it.
Yeah, but there may be people that, oh, I heard it was ass. They're gonna take what I say as like law. And that shit happens when you're like a major player in not even social media, just media in general. Like the influencers, like if they put a stamp on something, people are gonna rush to go like, oh, okay, this review's not that good, instead of like having an open mind to do that. And for someone like me who's trying to break into this industry, but I'm trying to do it on my own terms,
right? Because you don't want to subject yourself to what other people do.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to feel like I sold out to buy in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be able to do things on my terms. I want to be able to still have my self-respect, have my dignity, have my integrity intact. And I know it can be done because, and granted, I'm not Dave Chappelle, but I've seen it. It's been done.
Right.
And I've done it in more of my professional setting where I've never had to sell out. And granted, I may have had to eat a lot of fucking ramen noodles in my day, but I always fell forward. It was like, all right, this opportunity didn't work. Well, now I'm here and I'm getting a bigger bag. And once I feel like these people are disrespecting me, I'm out. And I'm probably going to fall into another bigger bag. You know what I mean? But having that noise of negativity, for me, it drives me. It's like, yo, it drives me crazy. Because, like, I have to now constantly be on my P's and Q's to make sure that, okay, I may have a lot of red flags. I may, my progress report when people look me up is not the greatest, but if in that split moment where you do catch me, like, oh, nah, he's different. Like, it's not what they say here all the time,
right,
about him. Like, my experience with him was different. And it's enough of that that I have to keep rewriting history. Because
your interactions with people are going to warrant your attitude back.
I'll give you a quick thing. Tomorrow, I'm actually doing a Zoom interview with someone who found me. I'm going to assume she found me on a certain page that we both follow. And she wants to do a mental health interview, which is like clearly my bag now. And these are the things I've been privately manifesting, where I want to get interviewed instead of me constantly doing the interviews, but I wanted to do it on these type of subjects because this is the stuff that I care about the most now. It's not no more music. It's not fashion. It's not none of that shit. And if one person tomorrow or whenever this airs can hear my story or hear what I have to say with whatever questions are being asked, can not kill themselves, then I feel like I did my job.
Yeah,
big.
That's something that I've like been looking to manifest, because I may not be able to save myself, but I may be able to save somebody else.
That is a great point, and you telling your story will definitely help other people because they feel like they're not alone. Some people feel like they're the only person going through that, and they start to be down on themselves. And then when they hear other people voicing what they're going through, like there's a community out there for us, then they feel like there's more of a reason to live.
Well, that's why I was it last week we were searching on base? I said, whatever it was, there's people that listen to this pod because they can relate, and then there's other people that listen to it because they love to know that you're in pain.
Oh, yeah.
Could we use, I think I used, let's say one of my favorite rappers of all time, I don't give a fuck name, it says Joseph Budden. People wanted to hear Joe Budden on drugs, but whatever he did, I think he had a few songs on a loose quarter where he was happy. They were like, well, now. And then All of Lost came and people subscribed back in. What do you mean? They like to hear motherfuckers be in the lowest of the low.
And all their battery saved me.
Look, their battery gets charged off of other people's depressed backs,
and that's what we were having.
I'm doing
the
better than you. I last week, kill myself, nigga,
I was saying, The Weeknd. I fucking loved his first couple albums.
Yeah, House of Balloons.
Oh, that was a fuck. Now I fucking, I don't want to listen to it.
Thank you,
but he I do not.
But
you got to realize,
I can't do it. I don't want
to. But why is that though? Now let's analyze it a week later. Is it because he's just too fucking happy?
It's just a style of cocaine 80s music, like that cocaine.
Ooh, or is it because we believe he changed who he was from when he first started?
The industry can get to you, and you could be in a different situation. Or once you make a perception, you get down on a label and they might tell you this isn't going to work for too long. But that's what got him on.
Bro, the trilogy,
that House of Balloons,
the trilogy,
Thursday,
oh, Jesus
trilogy.
Christ.
My favorite song is with him and Drake, where Drake says a pole dance is art. You know how many fucking artists I know? Like, God damn it. Line of the fucking century. But that album, Trilogy, was nice. It was dark. It was remixed. It was remastered for YouTube. But I love Thursday, and there's another one called Birds. Mm-hmm.
It's called Echoes of Silence.
Love that.
That was the third album.
Love
the trilogy.
The House of Balloons is like...
Oh, yeah.
All that money. Him and Party Next Door. Him and Party First Next Door. Two Canadian prospects.
I don't know. I just feel like Canada, when people... Smash.
After Drake?
But this goes with anything, though.
Well, Drake's the goat of it all. I mean, what are you supposed to...
Bro, that motherfucker got...
Can't do nothing.
Did you see for OVO Fest, they were trying to get Lil Wayne in, and he was like, that he was having trouble at the border, but luckily Drake runs Canada.
Yeah, bro. I actually enjoy this, that album that we were putting off a little bit more.
What album have we been putting off?
The one that I was putting off.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, because...
Little Club Joint, I didn't want to understand.
We literally... Aside from you, I had a tournament 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about it. It was like, yo, they agreed. This album might be top three.
All right, now we can cut that out.
Drake's albums?
No, not this one.
This last one?
Yeah.
I would put top three on it.
Hey, the art cover is bottom two. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
it's
who gives a fuck
three.
About the art cover, though?
That's
I don't look at that
two.
Shit when I press
I
Apple
need
Music.
I look good when I put on my Apple Music, man. I'm a visual. All right, I want to switch. I can't. I'm not getting into that. I will not. They put the album top three because it was different.
His top really three, good. Not out of his discography. I'm not talking about all time ever in the world.
Because it was different.
Well, it's good.
That's all it was.
It was
some
good.
Some people like the fashion industry, dog. That what, ugly shit going down the fucking runways, not fire because not everybody will wear it. Fucking garbage. I'm fucking sorry, yo.
That was your phone? Oh. Yeah, it is. I looked at mine.
Yeah, it was me.
What three discs, what three albums would you put there?
If you're reading this, it's too late.
That album's fucking terrible.
Love that. Love it. Take Care. So Far Gone, when he made it into an album, even though it was a mixtape, is better than half the albums alive.
So Far Gone would be his top, but if you were going to put it at an album.
Oh, man. If you're reading this, it's too late. Take Care. It was never the fucking same.
Nothing was the same?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it was. Fuck that. Whatever the fuck it was. I even like his fucking little mixtapes he threw out because his songs you couldn't get
different. That's different.
But he's that man. He can throw it out. Like, fuck, I got some shit. He kept us in the balance by throwing that out there.
I'm talking about legit albums.
What else? I mentioned four.
I'm putting this one. Honestly, what is it? Honestly, Never Mind?
Honestly, Never Mind.
I'm putting it top three of just good music. At first you hear it, it's one of those like, at first you hear it, you're like, this is trash.
Nah.
And then you just keep hearing it. Well, when you first heard it, you liked
it.
Yeah,
but I'm known to like.
But I kept giving it play, like even when everyone else
was
like.
I didn't even voice my opinion publicly on it because I didn't want to be that person. I usually don't listen to shit, but I wait for Drake shit. Drake goes through stuff. So that's why this whole story is probably, this whole album is probably something he went through on a fucking pill.
One of my boys is like a super, like, he waits every summer to hear, like, what Drake is going to drop. Because when he dropped the fucking three tracks last year?
Mm-hmm. The one with Lil Baby and...
The one with a Lemon Pepper Freestyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, them shit's this hard for him. He was like, oh, this shit's hard. He dropped some shit for the summer, like, yeah. Right? This year, I hit him up again. I was like, yo, Drake's dropping an album. So I wait. I give him like 2 days and I was like, yo, so what do you think about the album? He's like, too much estrogen for me. I can't deal with it. But this is, you like the music because.
It gets girls going. I ain't going to lie to you, dog.
What Cat Williams say? I don't drink Alizé, but the bitches do.
Yeah. Hey, I'll drink this fucking Alizé. The album Absolutely. Gets the girls going. It works in my little class. Some of them get a little too clubby. I can't play it in class. First of all, the way they mix and master that shit pissed me off because some songs are louder than others. I said, ah, what the fuck's going on here? They're 40. Hey, 40. You forgot to bounce this correctly. But other than that, like I said, I enjoy it for what it is. You can't give us the same thing, and people don't understand that. And I appreciate that he's talented enough to dive into that because he was Jamaican for a few days, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was Jamaican for a little while. What did Joe Budden say? First he's Jamaican, now he mentioned that he goes through his things.
Well, if you've been to Toronto, Jamaica's like a big...
Oh, it's a big thing. Yeah, patois. But you know what I mean? I appreciate his shit. I appreciate that. But, like I said, I never said it was garbage when it first came out. I didn't want to understand it. If you're reading this, it's too late. Because it was weird. It was like, y'all, he was about to leave his album deal with
Birdman. What did he say? It was never the same?
It would never be the same ever again. I love that album.
Uh-huh.
Pound cake.
I mean, if you were to get songs out, I wouldn't put those songs at the top of his, singles.
Sticky Dog. Like, Sticky's like,
yeah, just, but why?
He rapping in this.
A lot of Jersey Club to it as well.
It's our culture. Right.
You literally
culture.
Just
that
made Jersey
hard.
Club international at this point.
Hard. Yeah, I was like, nah, Sticky.
The other one, too, Currents, gives a little Jersey Club vibe.
Yeah. And the other shit is very, very, very clubby, but, yo, it worked today. It was in a mix. Some guy put Afro beats on that. It went through. You know what I mean? I forgot I was coaching. Oh, 3, 2. I had my hand on my chest.
I like how he reversed it because, he would always give you a track where it's all rap and like one little singy, dancey song. This one was the other way around. He just gave you one rap song.
Yeah. There's always a story behind it, and I appreciate Drake for that. He's one of the best to ever, ever do it as an artist because you want him to go through shit. Did he ever mention that he got spotted having dinner with Amon Bailey's mom at Dodger Stadium?
No.
No.
Waiting for that, man. Waiting for it. Remember you got... That's actually one of the best basketball high school plays in the nation.
I've seen videos where
he's doing good too. He's killing it. But he ran it out Dodger Stadium just to have dinner. He forced that air helicopter to go over that day, bro. Smart man. Smart. That man is smart. One thing that bothers me about Drake.
Is he fucking with John Morant now?
Huh? Who?
That girl?
She just doing whatever she want to do, bro. A lot of these girls fuck with mad people, but if you're on camera, it looks bad. Like, the joke is that J-Lo has more rings than the Knicks.
She does, though.
That's good.
What is she, on five?
Yeah. The Knicks haven't since 1973.
Jesus Christ.
If she was a regular-ass girl from the Bronx, she'd just be a hoe. Now she's a famous and rich hoe.
That's if true. If you're going to be a hoe, you got to be the best.
Yeah, get paid for what you do.
Yeah, you can't be like doing a broke hoe.
Is she like on, she's almost...
She went back to Ben, so we got to cancel one out.
She's right? Almost on a Jordan streak, right? Because she's 4-0.
Yeah, she gave the dancer a chance. That should have became a dancer.
She's 4-0, now she's 5.
Yeah, and then she went back. Remember, she went back to
the wasn't married to Ben before that, though.
Nah, they were engaged. She pulled a LeBron, went back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
She went back to Cleveland, and now she's in L.A.
She got more rings than LeBron.
Yeah, bro. LeBron's on 4. She's up there, man. She makes the Knicks look terrible.
Had Diddy out here simping.
Diddy's simping now.
He wants her back, right?
No, he's with Young Miami now.
He was trying to get her back, though, when she left A-Rod.
Yeah, bro.
Remember when COVID first started and they were doing all the live party streams on Instagram and shit and like all the celebrities?
The DJ that was doing it, that had everybody, he was killing shit.
And Diddy was definitely on there simping.
A-Rod is that nigga, man. He needs his own doc.
Fucking A-Rod. He looked like he gonna turn into Walter Mercado pretty soon. He going there, bro.
Walter Mercado.
He giving advice now.
Really?
Finance. Yeah, he gives financial advice.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, he gives financial advice. But he has like as soon as the suit's gonna turn into a fucking cape, and he's just gonna be fucking investing in investor APR.
He's gonna earn your leisure. Yo, look. Yo, A-Rod is that nigga. Yo, me and A-Rod have a lot of similarities, except he's broke. I mean, I'm broke and he's rich.
Oh, God. No, say it the other way. No, we're manifested.
Nah.
Say it the other way. Yo, today's opposite day.
Today's
opposite day. We're rich, he's broke. Let's go. Say it with me, guys. Say it with me one time. Together.
No, but I'm saying, me and A-Rod have a lot of similarities, man.
I'm not going to leave it alone until we all say it together. We're rich.
We're rich.
Together. 3, 2, 1. We're rich. He's richer. Hey, still.
But yeah, man, me and A-Rod, man, with like 2 peas in a pod. We have the same birthday.
Fire.
We're both half and half.
Yeah. Half and half.
We both get cheated on by
Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. We're both probably the best in our fields.
There you go.
We're both hated.
Fucking stud.
We're both hated by everyone.
Yo, people really hate that man, dog. God damn, people really hate
that. Telling you, man, me and A-Rod are like 2 peas in a pod.
Your name's Ash.
Yeah.
Your last name's Rodriguez. So
there
look,
you go.
Put it together. A-Rod.
Yeah, there you go. See?
that was a fucking stretch. I'm like, where is he going with this?
I don't know.
Stretch my hands.
Anyway, tell me what to follow, y'all.
Nowhere, because I don't have any social media. Oh, right now.
Yo, you know what? All the girls that want to go see, you know what I mean? Game 4 Leo, just make sure you DM me and
go to McCall's chart.
I'll screenshot it and send it over to my guy.
If you're homeless, just
we
come.
Have a roster spot.
Just come.
We have
ice cream
sandwiches.
We have
a baseball game going on. I'll supply the jerseys.
We have ice cream soup.
We'll work for ice cream soup.
Yeah, man. Tell them who you are.
Yo, if you're homeless, please remember what you were doing before so you can get back to it, man. Would you rather have it than lose it or just never have it at all? Please,
we're not
man.
Doing that again.
I don't
again.
Want nobody to be homeless.
I was homeless before.
There has to be... The thing with the world is, though, there has to be poor and rich because the balance... I just want to
I was homeless for like 9 months.
Look, what are we going to do? I want to be a part of the higher balance so I can bring up what I'm not supposed to bring up. Opening up a Rexplex, mark my words, bro, where everybody can play sports.
Oh,
and
that's
get cool.
Oh, I've always wanted to
if
do that.
If you
want to
invest, let's fucking do it, bro.
Or even like an arcade or something like that.
Yes.
Can I open
all
up...
All of that. We're going
to
put all that
can
in
Can I open up something next to the Rexplex?
It's going
to
be in it. Can it be in it?
Yeah, it's called the Sexplex.
Oh, that's in the basement.
That's not going to be
That's in the basement.
That's going to be the arousement park.
Oh,
the Sexplex.
Hey, after 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
You get your fucking glow-in-the-dark wristband?
Yeah.
And a matter of fact, all the...
And in order for you to come in, you have to be grabbed by the pussy.
Oh my God.
All right.
No.
I was going to throw in one that I thought was bad. I was going to say, all the kids' mothers can go downstairs and enjoy other kids' play.
I'm really starting to understand why he defends R. Kelly so much.
What do you mean?
Grabbing people by the fucking
vag. Well, R. Kelly wasn't grabbing them by the pussy.
Oh, he was pissing on it.
Yeah. Gold, yo, we'll have a ride called the Golden Shower.
The Golden Retriever?
Yeah.
I don't know if that comes from. But I am Shane Timberlake, man. All right. All platforms, man. Appreciate you. If I said anything to offend you, I'm kind of apologizing, but I'm not. Because I didn't say nothing. So
I apologize for nothing. Me and Andrew Tate.
Wait.
Before and we R. go. Kelly and Harvey Weinstein and Donald Trump. We are the super friends.
That's a fucking really Illuminati cool. Right there.
That's a nasty to start in five. Bill Cosby. I'm like Tayshaun Prince.
You forgot Bill Cosby.
And Bill Cosby.
And who's the coach?
Sixth man of the year, Deshaun Watson.
Oh my God.
What is it? 11 games?
This interview was terrible.
11 games?
What do you mean?
11 games, no, 5 mil.
Attractive
that's light.
No, you know he the got 5 asked. Mil. They've that's never. Light. They've never.
Bro, I'm going to tell you why you know he did something, because he said some shit where. Was she a licensed therapist? I don't know. Did she go to school to be a star therapist? I don't know.
He just wanted to go to Sojo.
He should have. Hey, fucking not playing. But yo, real quick, I love the game album. I give it 5 stars. I don't care if you're angry. Keep looking at a good synopsis on the album. Game is always forcing himself to be in places nobody's looking for him.
Sounds like Andrew Tate.
Forcing himself where nobody's looking him for?
Yeah.
Game 4 inserts himself. Like, yo, nobody's really looking for him in that aspect. I look for the game, but I'm not waiting for his album. Like, when Drake's about to drop a project, shit is happening in the world.
Yeah.
Game just be angry, wanting to beat people ass and shit. Then he's going to fight people, but I fuck with the album hard. So, yeah, I love
it's
it.
It's a good album.
I haven't heard it.
It's pretty good. It's a clean it's listen. You got Drake
it's a,
on
it's
there.
It's a lot.
M
of
came
music.
Back. M came back with a diss track, too, right?
Did he? I didn't hear that shit.
I'll listen. I was going to say I won't, but I will.
I know he did like a collection.
My favorite game song is Start From Scratch.
Oh, he made Start From Scratch Part 2.
Oh,
which
did
is
he?
Pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. I like using the word liaison. It's pretty good liaison for Part 2. Does that make sense?
It's a lot of music. It's like 30 songs.
Yes,
of
he
like
his Chris album. Brown. It's called Heart versus Mind.
I just heard he had somebody featured, but they took him off because he couldn't pay him or something
NBA
like that.
Young boy.
And then supposedly STD he was saying boy? he never paid for a feature before in his life. So whoever came up.
Yo,
with
yo, they those. Say Game and Ross can get any fucking feature in the world. I remember Joe Budden said that shit. He's kind of right. Any feature, but yeah, man. Listen to the I love that album, it makes me happy and angry at the same time.
Heart versus
that's
mind,
game. Heart versus mind, yeah.
You know what the fuck this is, man. Catch my interview when it drops.
Yes, we're gonna be posting that up.
Please,
wait, tell them where they can find your interview in the magazines as well.
It's in my bio.
Guys,
is this just link? You click
yo,
on
can y'all do me a huge favor
click,
before we leave
click,
on Saturday?
Click
say
on
that.
The link.
You don't
and
have Instagram, so I'll double down for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christmas, can you please put the link to the podcast on the Instagram post? Some people are lazy as fuck. I'm not going. I gotta go to this.
It's
bio.
On.
People are lazy.
I have my bio and all the stuff
yo,
I do is
you,
there.
You know what it is?
On your Insta
listen,
story, so they don't have to go back to your.
But
bio.
The problem is this: you,
I can't do
this.
This
goes back to babying people. You could literally put the link. To the fucking pod. You can put the link to the pod and they won't press play on the fucking episode if you don't give them the link to the fucking episode that's on the pod.
No, it gets you to the episode.
No, I know, but there's what I'm saying is
it'll get them there and that's it.
These motherfuckers
gotta press play now? Jesus.
You can literally just give them the link to the pod and they can search the fucking. They won't do that.
No, it's just please. Can we do the link thing?
What do you mean?
For my birthday. That's my birthday gift. Just put the link on your Insta story, bro.
I don't know how to do that.
I'll show you right now live.
Yeah, actually, one time, remember when I told you it was out of order? I actually clicked on Shane's link and it went right to the episode. I couldn't find it until.
Yeah. All right, man, so live, real
teach
quick.
Me something.
We're going to podcast, right?
That I'm not going to do.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go play Harden, whatever the fuck I can't read. It never was really the same. Now, I'm copying the link.
Uh huh.
That's the new episode. I'm going to go to. Where Poison and Beautiful Women Live, Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, hey, how are you? Let me double check that.
See, you see? You see?
I was
like,
she
that.
Follows me. Oh. All right, so I'm going to story. So say if I pick this right here. Now, I'm going to
I didn't even know you
here.
Were filming me.
Yeah. Look, watch this. Link. You can name the link. All right, you got to put the link here. It's really easy. Paste. Whatever you want to name it. Listen now. Boom.
I didn't even know you were filming.
Trade A Nay. Yeah, I sent it to Karen, but it recorded it and saved
it. Oh, shit. You're going to put
that. Walk around the tree, A Nay. Yeah, bro. Damn. Yo, and it says do it. Look, stop playing. That's perfect. Stop playing.
I don't know.
Oh, the podcast is playing in the background.
I was like, all right, well, there you go. I'm out of here. We're out of here. Hug your loved ones, cause
it's gonna be the last fucking time you see him, man.
Tell me about it.